Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Okay. The news we've been waiting for.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
CD Lamb, 4-year, $136 million extension, $100 million guarantee.
Today's guests, Jets defensive tackle Quinnen Williams, Super Bowl champion and Prime Video Thursday Night Football analyst Andrew Whitworth, Minnesota Timberwolves All-Star Karl Anthony Towns. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's right. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. We are live on the Roku Sports Channel. To check us out every single day, we greatly appreciate you doing that. You can also check us out through our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. We say hello to everybody listening, whether it's live on this Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate, Sirius XM Odyssey, tune in, or maybe you're listening to us on our podcast version. All 3 hours of this show available thanks to the Cumulus Podcast Network and the Rich Eisen Podcast Network that popped out another Overreaction Monday. The preseason in the books edition of Overreaction Monday. That's out there for you to listen to right now. We recorded it as soon as our show was over yesterday. And we're going to have an Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday segment just to celebrate all that good stuff.
Why not?
A season preview version of Overreaction Monday is going to be out there for you to listen to on Labor Day next week. And then the following day, it's opening week in the National Football League. Our scheduled guests on our first Tuesday show, Brock Purdy, Julian Edelman, Charles Woodson, Paul Rudd. Holy cow. That's how we're rolling into the week that we're going to be broadcasting to you live from Kansas City, Missouri. We're going to set up shop for 3 days next week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So we're very excited with the return of football being played in this football-loving nation. That's it. We've got ourselves a bona fide all-star from the association going to stop by in studio hour number 3. It's Cat Day on the Rich Eisen Show. Karl Anthony Towns will be here, and he is a fan of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, okay.
He must be from southern New Jersey.
Interesting.
That maybe must be the part of New Jersey that he's from. Mike Del Tufo is our Jersey.
Did you just say yes?
Yes.
That was a very over the Ben Franklin Bridge.
That was a very Phil Hartman-esque yes.
Oh, yes. Oh. So, chunks of guys like you in my stool.
That's a good one.
That said,
we'll play maybe the Eagles win-loss game with Karl Anthony Towns, one of the best from the Minnesota Timberwolves. Joining us in studio, Andrew Whitworth will be. It's very rare that Andrew Whitworth is the second largest guest that we have in studio of any day in which he will appear.
Pound for pound, we got some beef on the show today.
We do. We should put Karl Anthony Towns out at tight end, but next to the left tackle, yes. Andrew Whitworth, and we're going to start. We'll run left today.
Could those two guys block Quinnen Williams?
That's a good question. We will ask Quinnen Williams everything but that. And hopefully he will give us answers to everything we ask him.
Hopefully.
As he will join us in support of College Colors Day, which is back for its 20th anniversary this very Friday, to wear your college colors on Friday in advance of week one of the college football campaign. So that's how we're rolling today. Good to see you over there, Chris Brockman. How are you?
Rich, I'm great. Good to see you, man.
DJ Mikey D and D's Nuts is back.
I'm back.
What do you got there in your ear? What do you got today?
Well, I'm done with the other headset.
What does that mean?
It's been annoying the hell out of me for years.
The big old cans?
Yeah.
They're gone?
I'm done.
So we're going to see your ears?
Lower profile, and you can get my beautiful ears.
Wow.
Which I use to win Emmys. I mean, basically, that's how I come back.
What are we doing?
Maybe you'll hear better.
The headset. Maybe you'll listen better. Hell out of me.
Okay, good.
I probably won't pay attention anymore. I mean, I will. Of course, Rich. I pay attention. Stop.
TJ, how are you, sir? What's going on?
Good. I was just thinking, providing there's no UFC fighters on any other sports show today.
Yes.
Our show could kick your show's butt today.
Every show.
I think today would be the day.
Yeah, today would be the day for us to pick a fight with Quinn and Williams, Andrew Whitworth, and Carl Anthony Towns.
Yeah, I feel safe.
Let's go out and pick a fight.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
I mean, I felt safe in the club before, but I would feel real safe today.
I got the T-shirt right here. Sue's got me the T-shirt. There we go. If I was 50 years younger, I'd kick your ass. Mayweather versus Merchant.
Great shirt.
I love it. Okay.
I'm just saying.
So,
okay.
Later on today, in addition to Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday, we will tell you who we believe is going to win the NFC North. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this question.
Sure.
Is that the toughest division in football? The NFC North?
If not, it's on the
AFC
short list.
AFC North, I'm going to say.
AFC North is the toughest division in football? Because the Steelers made the playoffs last year. The Ravens made the playoffs last year. The Browns made the playoffs last year. And the reason why the Bengals didn't, one would think, is because their quarterback situation.
Whoever you think the fourth team in the AFC North is, they're a little bit better than the fourth team in the NFC.
Which you believe, I guess we shouldn't.
Don't get away.
Well, I think you can pretty much, I know where you're leaning on that front.
Yes.
Because the Lions almost made the Super Bowl. Uh-huh. The Packers not only almost made the NFC Championship game at the expense of the team that made the Super Bowl, they also messed with the Dallas Cowboys. Mm-hmm. Mm. The whole all-in stuff, the whole business where everybody is all in. You have to show this year that you are willing to be a Dallas Cowboy forevermore, or at least for the next few years, by performing in a way that they didn't perform last year, or a team hasn't performed for Dallas in 26 years, by getting to at least the NFC Championship game. Everybody is all in, except for CeeDee Lamb. We can exempt him from that now.
He's all paid now.
That's all because the Green Bay Packers won and done the Cowboys and just messed with Texas in certain ways. That we just saw the Jones family kind of react the way that they have. Then you got the Bears.
The Bears.
Everybody is talking about. Oh, God.
That's what Caleb does.
I understand what he does.
I can't stop, won't stop.
It's very funny.
Is it?
It's going to be funny. When
has he even seen that sketch, do you think? Because he wasn't alive when the Swirsky brothers started doing it.
No.
At any rate.
Doesn't matter. He's great.
Everybody's high on the Bears.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm higher on the Vikings than others are.
That's because your adopted son, Sam Darnold, is your quarterback.
He's not my adopted son. Why would you say that?
He was maybe your first of the adopted
sons.
Well,
I mean, he was the back in the day. And by back in the day, I mean about 5 years ago.
Not that long ago.
that he was the great hope of the Jets. Third overall selection coming out of USC. And I don't think the Jets did him any favors. They did him. And by the way, off camera, Chris Brockman's doing his googly eye gaze thing. and so they didn't do him any favors. Yeah. Sent him to Carolina. That whole thing blew up there,
too. He was
too.
MVP for 3 weeks.
He sure was. And then, you know, he goes to San Francisco, and we'll see how that 1 year of tutelage, if you will, sending to Kevin O'Connell, who's from the McVay tree, who's from the Shanahan tree, and as Daniel Jeremiah says, you cannot in any way, shape, or form be part of that tree without paying fealty to Kirk Cousins. And who is Kirk Cousins' coach the last couple of years? See what I'm saying? Just trying to put it all together that Kevin O'Connell should be able to get the most out of Sam Darnold. There is Justin Jefferson all healthy.
They've got the least amount of buzz. I mean, we're not talking about Minnesota at all.
Nope. So if you say AFC North and NFC North is what I'm throwing out there, what are the other two for toughest divisions in football? I say NFC West.
I agree with that.
The NFC defending champs are sitting there. The Rams made the playoffs last year. One of your Overreaction Monday subject matters in our pod, spoiler alert, is we're not talking about the Seattle Seahawks enough. And I had, as one of my sleeper teams, the Arizona Cardinals. The NFC sleeper team for me is the Arizona Cardinals, which is something I was able to get out on this show last Friday before Susie and TJ hijacked the rest of the segment when I was talking about my AFC sleeper.
It was the best. I mean, it was one of the best.
So
let me throw this.
So that's so you would agree, TJ? The NFC West is a third team on this list, because if you could see, I'm fashioning together a Twitter poll for us.
Maybe we could just go with those three. But if you want a fourth,
you got to get a fourth.
Can I convince you of the AFC South?
Ooh.
That was literally going to be the one that I'm sitting here looking.
Like, I know that'll get probably less than, it'll get single digits on the
why
poll.
Why not the AFC East? Because the Patriots, you just, because it's not all four. They're not all four top to bottom.
It's not top to bottom.
And that division's usually been owned by one team.
NFC East, you can't throw that in there?
I mean, you could. We have a two-time Super Bowl.
Giants
well, I would say outside of, you know,
that's a two-team division.
That's a two. Well, I mean, and Washington can somehow play its way in.
Spoiler: they're a spoiler team.
I think the AFC East is stronger than the NFC East.
I agree with that.
Okay, and then you'd say the AFC South, because you have the Texans, the one of the teams that I think coming into the season most generally.
We're going to talk about them later,
right? And I think that they're going to be a team on the list of threatening the Chiefs in the AFC this year?
Sure.
Okay. The Jacksonville Jaguars should be better. Right? The Colts get Anthony Richardson back, should be better.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then my other sleeper team coming into the season is the Tennessee Titans.
Who have been, if you've watched them all this preseason,
so you'd say the South is tougher than the East. Because, again, you've got Will Levis, you've got Anthony Richardson.
We're talking about top to bottom. I don't think there's a 12-win team in there, but, you know, they could all be pretty competitive.
In terms of a quarterback-driven league.
Young, fun quarterbacks.
Right, one of whom is a legit MVP candidate in C.J. Stroud. You look at the AFC East, you've got a first-ballot GOAT with a massive chip on his shoulder. You've got Josh Allen, who is as all-pro as they come, and you got Tua.
Who's, you know, a guy who takes a lot of heat. He takes a lot of heat, but he does very well in division. He takes a lot of heat.
Also.
Yeah, he plays well.
He led the league division in passing last year.
Yeah.
A lot of people believe, though, he's the product of a system.
And then, of course, you've got the up-and-coming Drake May.
Right.
For your red-hot coming into the season, Drake May.
We're going to be bad. 2-15.
Oh. So you would put the AFC South over the AFC East.
Top to bottom, it's a little more competitive.
Do we have a play? How about this? We have a play-in poll?
A play-in poll?
That's kind of funny. For the first hour, okay. It's like, which is the tougher division? AFC East, AFC South. We keep that open for an hour. I'll hit that with a retweet.
Okay.
1 hour in, we'll give you the results of that poll, and the winner is now the fourth on the what's the toughest division in football.
We're just punting on the NFC South?
I mean, how do we? Yes, we are.
Okay. AFC West punting?
I mean.
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
That's kind of.
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
Respectfully, but, you know.
With all due respect.
That West is kind of on lock.
It's not just on lock. It's just you've got a rookie quarterback and then a Raiders team who is, you know, loaded defensively and has some weaponry on offense, but question marks at quarterback. I think we could safely say that.
That's a fair assessment.
Right. And those are two teams. You can't have that as the toughest division in football unless you say the Chiefs are so far and above that makes them the toughest division. I don't think you can do that.
Well, I mean,
so
there's some truth to that statement.
No,
too,
I know
right?
that. But if you're talking about how many, a division is, every team can win it, and every team can go far by winning it, which is why the both Norths and the NFC West is in. I mean, of course, you could chime in if you wish with a call to 844-204-RICH, but...
All right, play and poll is out at Rich Eisen Show.
All right, and I will hit that with a retweet.
Tougher division for 2024, AFC East, AFC South.
And you've already voted for the South, I imagine.
Oh, let me do that right now.
You can. First in. And tweet that out with an exclamation point. First in.
First in. First.
Well, are you really?
No.
Oh, jeez.
But I am, by the way,
that's great that you created the
poll. Oh, there's already one vote. Two votes. By the way, South... 2-0.
There you go.
There's something wrong about voting for yourself on the. I don't know.
That's all right.
Actually, hold on. I am going to do it. Wait.
It's first. Done. It's 3-0.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, we'll take a break. Quinnen Williams of the New York, we won't ask him about the play and pull.
Let's not.
Quinnen Williams of the New York Jets. That defensive line, man.
AFC East is now running away with it.
Is that right?
30 votes.
Oh, really?
I like it. I haven't even hit it with a retweet. That defensive line, man, for the Jets. If they get after it, and they don't even have Hassan Reddick yet, they get after it, and the back end of the defense covers, it's going to be tough to move the ball on the Jets. It really will be. And the question is going to be, how does Rodgers perform offensively behind that line? And who would know better about that line than Quinnen Williams? He goes against him in practice all the time. So there's that question about the Jets. We're going to ask all our Jets questions of Quinnen Williams.
All of them.
Every last one of them.
I expect answers.
Do you awesome. Really?
Yeah.
Do you demand the truth?
I demand.
Can you handle it is the question as a Patriot fan.
No. You guys might beat us.
So when we come back, we ask Quinnen Williams Jets questions. And he will answer them. Because that's what you do on the Rich Eisen Show. Say goodbye to complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping, and say hello to an advantage with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Every business faces challenges, but shipping shouldn't be one of them. So keep things simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges for Saturday deliveries, residential deliveries, or fuel. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there, helping you counter the rising costs of doing business with a budget-friendly alternative. And keep things reliable with on-time ground shipping, ensuring your shipments get to where they need to go while maintaining your hard-earned reputation. USPS Ground Advantage is your ticket to easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. It's the complete delivery service your business needs to rise above the competition. There's never been a better time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Listeners, please welcome a real finance nerd from our sponsor, NerdWallet. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Rich. Thanks for having me.
We all know NerdWallet for their credit card comparisons, but there's more to it than that, right?
So much more. Even for credit cards, it's not the basic this card versus that card. With us, you can filter for features you want, add your top cards to a comparison table, and get access to exclusive offers.
Smarter tools, smarter financial decisions.
Exactly. Beyond credit cards, we research and review thousands of other financial products, from high-yield savings accounts to mortgage lenders, so you can find the smartest products.
Hear that, world? NerdWallet is not just credit cards.
Thanks for that important PSA, Rich.
And where exactly should people go to compare and find these credit cards and savings account and mortgage rates and more?
NerdWallet.com/learn more.
Thanks again to NerdWallet, our paid sponsor of this segment. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
Hey, that's my line. Finance smarter, y'all. NerdWallet Compare Inc., NMLS 1617539.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH being the number to dial right here. We're going to get Quinnen Williams, the big man in the center of the New York Jets defense, coming up.
I love it. I love it.
In short order.
Rich, I also love it. Everybody still wants to play the win-loss. We're a week away from the season. People still want to do it.
We have, I would say, so we're doing 4 more shows this week, and then we're doing, because we're off Labor Day, then we're doing 3 shows, including kickoff.
Yeah, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, right? So that's 7 more Rich Eisen shows before the win. Well, we could still play win-loss game on Friday next week. It's just, sure, just for any, not for the Chiefs
and Ravens.
Right,
yeah. Right.
For 30 NFL teams.
Right.
And then the win-loss game is over.
Well, no,
over,
one of those.
Over. Well, actually,
well, you could
the
still,
NFL
yeah.
season is the win-loss game.
Well, you could still play Monday for Niners,
yeah,
Jets.
Jets. Yeah. Yes.
Extended day.
True.
But I think we're not going to really want to take anybody's calls to play the win-loss game one last time.
Now, they can't play after all the other teams.
When we've got the entire NFL week one and college football talked about.
They can't.
There's got to be a hard out. There's got to be a hard out for this.
There's a cutoff.
It's like when we go to radio.
So the cutoff is what, next Friday? Next
Friday.
Yeah. Personally, though, I would say next Wednesday, next Tuesday, because Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we're in Kansas City.
Yeah, so next Tuesday.
And we're kind of locked in on a season.
You got a week left.
You're done.
You got a week left to get the win loss.
You got to wait that long.
Cut off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
You don't get that long.
Mike, you still have to do the Rams.
I will do the Rams.
I have to do the Rams.
I've actually given away only two games, and I gave away both games.
Oh, he's still talking about not the win-loss game, the sell or go game.
Oh,
that one.
By the way, I was looking secondary prices for San Francisco. I may have to reconsider.
I told you you were selling.
I may have to reconsider.
Mary Brock is going to have to watch at home. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Andrew Whitworth in studio, making his way here right now, hour two. While he's appearing, Carl Anthony Towns, our BFF, we told him, hey, if you're in Los Angeles, look us up.
Come on down. Would.
And he did.
Come on down.
Like, it's just like, hey, let's get together. Let's have a drink. Let's and go to lunch.
That's right. It's an L.A. thing.
Yeah, you'll never do it.
We'll do the thing.
Yeah. Let's get together.
I ain't coming up there.
Let's get together. And then we're not giving each other our information.
No, we'll reach out.
Well, I know a guy. You know Rich, right? I'll get your number from him. But no, not Cat. My man was like, nah, I'm about this.
That's the difference between East Coast and West Coast living.
That's
what I'm saying. Somebody does that to somebody in the East Coast, and then they don't reach out. It's just like your relationship.
Why didn't you reach out?
You're done.
Yo, I thought you said you were going to call me.
Exactly. Exactly. On the West Coast, it just brings people closer.
Don't even. I thought y'all was friends, baby. What happened?
It's weird. No. Let's go hang out. Like, that's just that alone makes you closer.
They want to hang out.
And then they don't call. It's just like it's expected. And it's just like, so all it is just the reach. It's kind of like those people that you have dinner or lunch with, and they make the reach for the wallet, but don't actually bring it out. You know what I mean?
Mom, they make the reach. In the car.
They make the reach.
Yeah, this?
It's like the Geico commercial.
Just gotta reach the check.
I got short arms and deep pockets.
Quentin Williams is like, what's that?
What are these guys talking about?
What's that?
Well, Quentin knows he probably has to pay for lunch every time he goes out with someone. Right?
You wait till you see, because I haven't really busted it out yet, but Quentin appearing has got me some free Michigan gear.
Rich.
Okay.
Good stuff, too. Yeah. In honor of College Colors Day, back for its 20th anniversary, let's get to him. He's from the New York Jets, one of the best in the business. He's an all-pro, don't you know? Quentin Williams here on the Rich Eisen Show. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing better because, first of all, you're terrific at what you do. And I always like having people who are terrific at what they do on this program. But you being on the show got me some free stuff from my alma mater. Sir. Look at they did for college College Colors Day. They sent me I guess look at this. This look at this right here. This is my school.
Yes, sir. Now next Friday you got to celebrate College Colors Day with that.
Oh yeah, it's exactly what I will be doing. Although I don't mean to antagonize you, you know, by bringing the Rose Bowl up right now from last year.
It's cool. You guys can get one out of the last, 14, 15?
I don't recall what you're talking about. I'm just talking about the most recent, you know, right here. But I guess that's what the spirit of College Colors Day is all about, right, Quentin?
Yes, sir, man. Just celebrating your team and just having fun with it. And no matter if it's football, basketball, any sport, man, you can go on collegecolorsday.com and buy some team gear, man. Just celebrate every single day because I know I celebrate the best college in the world every single day.
I could see it right now. That's what you're rocking right now, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So let me ask you this before, you know, we move on to the professional part of it. How do you think Alabama's going to fare in the Kalen DeBoer era right now for you?
I think he's going to do good, man. He always had an amazing offense when he was at Washington, the different things they did and development and process that they did with the quarterbacks and the receivers and the different things like that. So him coming over to Alabama with a great quarterback and a great offensive line that they have and a great defense that they have, man, I think he's going to do unbelievable. And we got a great fan base, so having the support by the fans stuff is going to be amazing. So,
well, I mean, because, you know, the general sense is now Texas is in the SEC and Nick Saban's gone, so maybe this is the time to go get Alabama. Quentin, you've heard that, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's kind of how I was every single year when I was there. Everybody wanted to beat Alabama, but it was pretty tough. So,
what was the most upset you ever made Nick Saban, Quentin? When was that for you?
I was pretty cool, man. Me and Coach Saban was pretty cool. So I was one of those goody two shoes guys who did everything right on the field and off the field. So I kind of stayed on his good side.
Never once during a game, during practice, did he just call you over and just, you know, You got a face full of coach.
One time he called me over because at the time I played nose tackle at Bama, and nose tackles weren't supposed to do certain things. And I was like, man, I kind of want to get a sack also. I can't get John Allen and all them all the sacks. So I'm going to do my own thing. So I kind of started doing my own thing a little bit, and I started racking up a lot of sacks. And Coach Saban just pulled me to the side. I was like, Q, you could be it could work for you right here. But if it don't work for me right here, you're going to be sitting over here with me. So he kind of gave me those speeches all the time.
About freelancing is what you're saying? You did some freelancing?
Yeah, about freelancing.
Oh.
So it's like, if you do it and it don't work, you're going to be sitting over here with me. But until it start working, I think you should keep doing it.
I see. I like that. Fantastic. Very good. All right, so let's talk about the Jets this year, Quinnen. And you would have a front row seat to what I think Jets fans are hoping is in fact happening, which is a revamped, solidified, stout offensive line. What are you seeing in practice from the new O-line that the Jets have put together in the offseason, Quinnen?
It's been unbelievable, man. It's been unbelievable. I was just talking with C.J. Moses this morning about it, and I was like, man, don't it feel like them old Alabama days when it's so much competition, it's so much competitiveness, it's so much talent on the field at one time, and you feel like you're really getting better, and you feel like it's iron sharpens iron, and you feel like you really got to watch film and break down and do different things to be the guy at practice. So we was just laughing and joking about it today, and you just see the talent they got, and then in joint practice, them getting a chance to go against a great defense. The line like the Giants and stuff like that. And Carolina, you got a great defensive tackle over there at Carolina, and you got two great defensive tackles over there at Washington. So the test that they had these last 3 weeks in preseason has been unbelievable to see those guys, man, just work real hard and just execute every single day and just get better every single day. Has been unbelievable to watch, and a super great thing for me because I'm on the team with those guys. So
give me a little bit more on that, where you're talking to C.J. Mosley saying it reminds you of the Alabama days because there's talent everywhere, and how you need to be on your P's and Q's for practice. What do you mean by that, Quinnen?
Just you got a guy, like prime example, you're going against Tyron Smith every single day, a Hall of Fame left tackle. You're going against Aaron Rodgers, Hall of Fame quarterback. You're going against Breece Hall, probably top 2, top 3 running backs in the NFL, man. You're going against Braden Allen, the rookie, who runs extremely hard, pass down, and can run you over at any moment. And you're going against a great offensive line, man. Morgan Moses and ABT. You got Joe coming in his second year, and then you got John Simpson, that has been unbelievable. I've been going against him the whole training camp. It has been a battle every single day. Then you got Garrett Wilson on the outside, and then just different things like that. Alan Lazard has been balling, just different things like that every single day, man. So just name those guys off the bat, man. It's going to be battles every single day. So,
well, in terms of battles, Quinnen, and again, I bring this up not because I'm definitely not trying to stir it up, because I personally think it is good to see teammates sort of being animated, having conversations about the way they think practice should go and not. I think that's good. And there's a lot of comments about Rodgers and Garrett Wilson having animated conversations during training camp and things of that nature. What's your perspective? What is in fact going on there, Quinnen?
I'm not on the offensive side of the ball, but my perspective, like we all, man, we all trying to win at the end of the day. And we all brothers at the end of the day. We all trying to get on the same page. And I feel like practice and joint practice and different things like that is times where you have those conversations. I'm like, what you see? Okay, I see this. I see that. Like, what's your favorite route? What's your favorite pass rush move? What's your favorite move? Like, okay, you want to go inside? And just get on the same page. So when you're going against another opposition, you all can know each other, how each other feel. How each other see things, how each other mannerisms is, and different things like that. So when you do good in the real game, you already know each other. Just the same thing with us as a defensive line. We always have animated conversations about what each other feel. Like, Q, you're going to power rush this play. You're going to jab rush this play. Jermaine, you're going to spin this play. You're going to power this play. Or like Kenlaw, you want to power. You want to make a middle game. Like, what you want to do? Like, and then we just all feed off each other. So it can all be like night and day when we get inside of a real game. So
what is the expectation level here, do you think, for the Jets this year, Quinnen? Because you can't really compare anything from last year at all because of the way things kind of fell apart offensively and then injury-wise. How can this be quantified here?
I think for us, the main thing, we just all keep the main thing, man. Get better every single day. And the objective is to win football games every single day. Like, do the things we can do on the field, off the field, with our bodies, with our minds, with our technique, with our small details to win football games every single week, every single day. So that's our expectation, is to just get better every single day so we can win football games.
I got it. I just remember where I kind of felt where you were beginning to start asserting yourself as an all-pro in the NFL and starting to win football games that Jets fans weren't used to seeing. And that was in Green Bay, in Lambeau Field, a couple years ago, where basically, you know, you turned Aaron Rodgers into Santa Claus. You kept sitting in his lap. And I'm just wondering if you've ever talked to Rodgers about that, or has he ever brought it up to you in any way, shape, or form at any point in time?
He brought it up a couple of times. I just like brush it off because he is a Hall of Fame quarterback, and I don't want him to get high about us talking about something that happened in the past and tortures at practice. So I kind of laugh it off all the time. He always be like, "Man, Q, you know you hit me the hardest in my career when y'all came to Lambeau," and I just laugh it off all the time. But he's an unbelievable person, unbelievable teammate, man, and an unbelievable quarterback, especially the way he thinks, the way he go by his work, the way he worked in the weight room and on the field, man. It's been unbelievable to have him. So,
what do you mean? What do you mean the way he works and how you pick up from that? Please elaborate on that if you don't mind.
Oh, just his mannerism, man. You see him in the weight room. He's squatting 405 and really? Doing different things. In the weight room, man, and you just see like, man, that's a 40-year-old quarterback just getting after it every single day, coming in early every single day, last one to leave every single day. And that's the reason why he's a Hall of Famer, because the way he works, the way he treats people, the way he analyzes the game itself, and it just spreads to the whole team, because you got a guy like that doing it every single day, and everybody wants to be a Hall of Fame caliber person in their position. So it's like, okay, bet he's a Hall of Fame quarterback, and that's how he works. Okay, I'm going to work the same as that way. I'm going to treat people the same as that way. And I'm going to go by things the same as that way. So
you're saying the first two digits of the triple digits he's squatting matches his age. Is that what you're saying? The 4-0 is what he's doing in the weight room? Quentin, is that what you're saying?
I believe that's with ease, though. I believe that's with ease.
Okay. I like it. Well, what do you think is going to happen? Last one for you here. Monday Night Football, last game, week one, right? There you are. You're in the tunnel. You're in the tunnel out there in Santa Clara, California. What's going to be going on in that tunnel, do you think, Quentin Williams, for you, for the Jets?
For me, it's going to all be about execute, man. Putting in the work right now, putting in all the work that I got to do when it comes down to key condition, getting on the same page with every single body on the defense, every single body on the D-line, and then just closing my eyes in that tunnel, man, and just executing. All the work has been put in, all the work has been done, and just going out there and putting it on the field. So,
well, this coming Friday, College Colors Day. Go to collegecolorsday.com to get deals on all kinds of gear to celebrate your college colors. And, you know, anything works out for Kalen DeBoer in Alabama, as you say, you know who you can really tip your cap to for that, Quentin, because there's one institution of football higher learning that retired Nick Saban and then beat Kalen DeBoer to send him to take over for Nick Saban. Quentin
they
Williams.
Michigan.
That's right. One and the same. So you're welcome in honor of College
Michigan
Colors
being
Day.
A Georgia school. Michigan being the Georgia school, man, I'm a Michigan fan also.
Okay, so. I like it. Very good.
I'm just a new Georgia fan.
Okay, just letting you know. You're welcome on behalf of College Colors Day, if everything works out in Alabama for the former Washington coach, okay?
Yes, sir.
Take care of yourself, Quentin Williams. Appreciate the time. Good luck this season. I'm calling Jets and Vikings in London. I will see you across the pond, week 5.
Okay, see you there.
Take care. That's Quentin Williams, one of the best in the business, all-pro defensive tackle, the Jets, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. All right. Learned a lot about the Jets right there.
Good. Yeah, a lot about the Jets.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is squatting 405 pounds.
Woo, cool.
Yeah. Hey, listen, man, if he's squatting 405, then that first hit he takes on Monday night should not, you know, knock him out for the season.
He didn't take a hit last year, Rich. That's the thing.
He did. What do you talking about?
He fell down and it went pop.
He fell down? Are you kidding? Leonard Floyd fell on it. Do we have the photograph? This guy over here. What is this? What are you going to turn into saying everything's AI now? It doesn't exist anymore? Are you really going down that road? Dude, what do you mean he fell down?
He fell down and went pop. He didn't get wrecked. He didn't get clean. Dude, his clock cleaned.
No, you want it before I put the photographic evidence up to you? I feel like I'm with my kids right now. Do you want to take one last try at it?
No.
Dude.
We need to see him play football.
I know.
He should have played in the preseason.
That one I'm going to say no to. Absolutely not.
He doesn't need the preseason.
Well,
I mean, yeah, he got dragged to the ground for sure.
No, there's one where you could see like his foot. No, I'm sorry. Here I am like barking. There, come on.
Yeah, look at that.
Look at that. You can see the bulge. You can see it pop.
Literally one arm takes him down.
Oh, my God.
It's fine.
He's wrapped with two. This guy over here.
I'm pulling for you guys.
You know what just broke, actually?
News?
No. I'm going to have my fun. This guy over there. The Patriots just cut the guy who got them Drake May.
Yeah. Thanks for your service.
Chad Ryland.
There's the door.
Chad Ryland.
Oh, I thought you meant Zappy.
No. No.
Oh, he made
Billy
that.
Zappy got him in position.
No. Chad Ryland cost us Caleb Williams. Cost us Caleb Williams.
Zappy and the rest of the team were following your memo advice to lose every game to get Caleb Williams.
They were doing great.
Up until
they were on it.
A Thursday night in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Where Bailey was zappying all over the place.
The two stupidest wins maybe in Patriots history.
He got cut today. Unfortunately for...
Again, a cut day. I'm not making fun of cut day. It's a very sad
It is
day.
A very serious
it's
thing.
It's a very tough day
but
for
Chad
a lot of
Ryland, who hit one from damn near midfield with no
After
time left
everything
in Denver.
The whole month of December, he couldn't make a kick.
He had the memo. And then in Denver on Christmas Eve.
I know. Brutal.
I'm at the mic.
You're there.
Kurt Warner's at the mic. He made one from way downtown, Fruitcake.
Bang.
And that turned out to be Bill Belichick's final win as Patriots head coach, but just enough.
Did you get that memo?
To give the Patriots the third overall selection. So however Caleb Williams might be, and however Jaden Daniels might look, if Drake May turns out to be your guy, you can thank Chad Ryland.
Yeah, well, I think Drake May is going to be great. Also, would have been cool to have Caleb Williams.
I hear you. When I say welcome to the rest of us, this is the stuff I was going back and forth about. Well, you know, Trevor Lawrence would have been nice, but maybe Zach Wilson.
But the thing is, Rich.
Drake May's better than Zach Wilson?
And I say this with all due respect.
Oh, no. No, there's nothing. TJ's already shaking his head. There's nothing respectful that's about to come out of this man's mouth.
With all due respect.
All right, let me grab my tea here. I'm just
not even close to anything in the remote vicinity of the galaxy of respectful is about
like
to come out.
If respect was in Australia, what he's going to say is like on the other side of the land.
The Greenland.
The Greenland, yeah.
That's how far away.
Just far.
The North friggin' Pole.
North Pole.
Yeah. All right. We've now set it up. What are you about to say?
You'll never be like us because we have six rings and you don't.
I don't think that's disrespectful. What I think is factual.
I mean,
it's factual.
Yeah. 13
That's a lot of rings.
Since
2001. It's a lot of rings.
But they're done.
It's been a good time.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going
to. But when I say welcome to the rest of us, this is what the rest of fan bases do, which is like, oh, we could have had this guy as our savior, but instead we got this guy, and let's hope that guy is just as good as the savior that we thought we had.
Lots of rationalize.
The Portland Trailblazers probably feel that all the time.
God, why would they trade away our best defensive player for a third-round draft choice right on the eve of a football season when we got to at least support the guy we just drafted? That's the sort of stuff you didn't say for 20 years.
No, everyone wanted to come to our team.
I'm not saying what happened in the 20. What I'm saying is when I said when Brady left to go to Tampa, honestly,
it's great.
As we celebrate our 10th anniversary coming up in October, and my ability to see things. Sometimes I don't.
You're saying you're a visionary.
But if we're taking like the top five things that I saw coming.
Yeah.
One of the top five is to tell you welcome to the rest of us. And boy, was I right.
Yeah, it took a long time, though, to get to the rest
coaches,
of us.
Yeah, where coaches, despite how great they are second guessed, and you start seeing like, wow, that's an Achilles heel that our coach had that we never talked about, that sort of stuff.
Yeah, but
look, why did they make that decision on fourth down? That's that sort of stuff.
But look at this run that he had. He's going to be able to eat off of that probably for the rest of his life.
Who?
He.
I don't know. He's doing that already. With all due respect, we'll take a break.
I'm living off of 30 years ago.
We'll take a break. 844-204-RICH number to dial. Andrew Whitworth in studio hour 2. Carl Anthony Towns in studio hour 3. When we come back, the latest from Jim Harbaugh, and it is a doozy. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle? You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Hey, everybody, you know we're living in a new age of football with the expanded college football playoff, NIL, conference realignment, and increasing popularity of the draft. The landscape is changing, and it's changing quickly, and it can be confusing, but you know you're still into it. That's where the new podcast, The Triple Option, comes in. Each week, Heisman Trophy winner Mark Ingram, host Rob Stone, and three-time national champion coach Urban Meyer team up to bring on the biggest guests in college football, pro football, and anything related to the culture of the game. They cover it all, from top stories to recent changes and shifts in the game, the culture surrounding it, and everything in between. So get in the game today. Follow and subscribe to The Triple Option on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Triple Option on YouTube as well. New episodes drop Wednesday mornings. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Phone lines are lit. We got some win-loss games going down. So much happening. What are you guys talking about over there?
No.
Oh, nothing.
Nothing.
We got a pre-sale offer for the L.A. Bowl hosted by Gronk.
Oh.
You want to go, Rich?
No.
Yep.
No. I don't.
As season ticket holders, we get perks to early ticket access to events held at SoFi.
Maybe Syracuse might play in that game. It sounds like a Syracuse bowl game.
Oh, no, we're making the playoff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. The schedule's pretty easy.
This just in.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter if the schedule's pretty easy.
We're making the
I didn't know that.
We're making the playoff.
Really?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yep.
They're going to win.
When you say playoff, you mean college football playoff?
The college football playoff.
Oh, yeah. Were the 12 best teams make it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Get on board. The bandwagon's filling up. This weekend versus Ohio. Get ready.
What bandwagon? There's a bandwagon?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Otto the Orange is driving it.
Otto?
We're coming right out here to the Rose Bowl.
Orange is named Otto.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Otto the Orange. Yes, Otto you know that.
I didn't know it.
Oh, easily the most famous college football mascot.
Oh, is it really?
Stop. Yeah.
Stop.
Huh.
The Oregon Duck has something to
It's a giant orange.
You want to chime in on this?
No.
I mean, Florida State's already,
they're out.
You're 0-1.
They're out.
But we're not out.
That's
the thing.
They're out. I can tell you with 100% certainty, Florida State is not making the playoff.
Well, you can't tell me anything with 100% certainty.
Yes, I can. That is obvious. They're obviously not going to make it.
Okay, well, we can clip this and we'll play it when the playoffs start.
Syracuse makes it, Florida State doesn't.
Oh, that's more likely.
His schedule's pretty good.
Here's the deal. As long as Penn State gets past.
Why do you keep mentioning schedules?
Because they have a good schedule. That can put them where they need to be.
Mike is now the schedule.
Thank you, Mike.
Do you play Florida State?
Me and Chris went through one day.
You play Florida State?
I don't think we play anybody.
Oh, okay. No. There you go. Back on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. In 8 days, we're going to Kansas City. 9 days, the season kicks off. 10 days, there's a game in Brazil. 12 days is when week one hits.
Oh, I mean, this is insane.
And
oh, my gosh. Encanta Brazil.
This is going to be incredible.
One of the marquee matchups of week one that nobody's talking about, which means it's not on a lot of people's marquees, is what's down the street from us. Jim Harbaugh's home opener for the Los Angeles Chargers and his ability to sell soap in this town will be put on display right away, because no team that comes in to SoFi owns the stadium more than when the Raiders come into town.
Factual.
I am not lying.
I don't think that's going to change.
This is the honest truth. 100%. This is it. And so what happens? Now, it would have been more difficult had Easton Stick been the starting quarterback. But it looks like it's Justin Herbert, because he followed Mike Del Tufo's roll your football, your plantar fascia problem on a baseball, whatever.
And it worked.
I imagine the Chargers have a better medical plan than whatever you got cooked up using
the
baseball.
I stopped there on the way home, Rich. That's on the way home.
But that said, it was all on the line. Who knew? When Herbert wasn't even playing the final preseason game, all on the line in the Metroplex, when Justin Herbert and a bunch of Chargers and Dan Fouts' wife strolled onto an elevator and it got stuck for a couple hours. And thanks to the first responders, they got out. Apparently, though, one of the reasons why they were able to make it despite the insufferable heat on this elevator, one of the reasons why they're apparently able to make it out was through the leadership of Justin Herbert, according to his head coach, Jim Harbaugh. And this soundbite reads, if you read it, which I did first, like The Onion wrote it. Okay? When you hear it and you see it, it is an unmistakable Harbaugh file. Hit it.
Sometimes people that are standing on third base think they hit a triple, but they didn't.
The Harbaugh Files.
The remarkable things that came out of it was, you know, to a guy, you know, Tarheeb, young rookie player, it's like, wow, Justin Herbert's a leader. I mean, he was a rock. You know, kept everybody calm. And Jerry Fouts told me the same thing. You know, pulled me aside after they got out, and just how great Justin was, and everybody. I mean, everybody kept their poise, and you know, just get in those situations, and it's a test of wills. You know, and I was proud of each of the guys, and the two women that were on that elevator. I mean, that's a win. You know, you feel good about yourself. You were challenged, and it was a test of will, and you pull it down, you know, or pull it in. One of the two. But and it was hot. As each person came off the elevator. I mean, sweating, and you know, some had the shirt off. Justin Herbert, his hair was a little wet, but his shirt was completely dry. That's another thing that blew me away. The guy is just a beast. Who's got it better than I wish those guys that were on that elevator.
The Harbaugh Files.
What?
Yes. Welcome to Los Angeles and back to the National Football League, Jim.
I'm not going to ask you if you think he staged it. I'm going to ask you, do you think...
What do you mean staged it?
Do you think he was jealous that he wasn't locked in the elevator with them?
Maybe deep down.
Has anyone been... I have actually had it been stuck in an elevator.
Excuse me, though.
Oh, gosh.
Hold on a second. Forget about that.
Oh, that's not fun.
You saw him firsthand at the run. You see that that's not an act.
That's him.
I know,
literally, if you were standing on the field, something. If this had happened in the day before, and you were standing on the field with Cage as you were, and you got a chance to chat with him, he would have sounded just like that, and you know it.
I know, because he's from another planet, but in the best way possible.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
And most entertaining possible.
Right, it's great.
But that's also a good coaching tool. Hey, I'm going to get the Dallas PD in on this.
Oh, my God.
And the building. We're going to get some guys in an elevator.
He's already accused
the Jets quarterback
of Rodgers wasn't hit when he had his Achilles popped. And now he's going full, like, tinfoil hat here. What is happening to this guy over there?
Pulling the power when the elevator.
That's what happens. Yeah, exactly. That's what happens when you're in a fantasy draft that takes 9.5
I'm
hours
still recovering.
To
complete.
It gives you a lot of time to
you
think.
Lose your mind.
I'm still recovering.
What I'd like to ask, in honor of Jim Harbaugh's very keen and insightful observation about the elevator as a metaphor. Mm-hmm. And the actions of his quarterback as a window into the soul.
He called it a testament. Of wills.
Okay, a testimony.
Which
quarterback, who's the best system elevator quarterback? Who do you want to have in an elevator?
Great question.
That's stuck in the National Football League. Because you want someone tall enough.
But not too
to
big.
To get you through that, help you up to get you through the hole that you're going to need to be taken out of.
Possibly. But you don't want to be too big. You don't want to be like Anthony Richardson.
Space. Right.
Because he's too big. He's too wide.
Correct. But you also need someone strong enough and tall enough. Right. And you got to have the neck up ability and the calmness in the pocket.
Well, neck up. Up. We're talking Davis Mills territory now.
Well, that would help you reach the ceiling as well.
All right. So Kyler Murray, Bryce Young are out.
If Davis... You know, put you on his shoulders.
Right.
You're getting closer to the exit.
Yeah.
Josh Allen.
Kyler Murray, Bryce Young are out.
They have to be.
Unfortunately, sorry. Love Josh Allen in this situation.
Got it right.
Yeah. Mike, I love Josh Allen in here. Can't have Lamar Jackson because he'd need to go to the bathroom. And so we can't have that in the elevator.
So the MVP's
2 hours.
Out?
MVP's out.
Black and gold. Here we go.
Nah. He would tell you, he would try and keep you.
He would really keep vibes high.
He would keep vibes
but
high.
But after like 45 minutes, you're like, dude, we're stuck. Can you just stop it with the positive talk?
Okay. But he'd say, let's ride.
All right, you got to have somebody that's not overly positive.
Right, not overly.
What would Dak, how would Dak be under the pressure?
Dak would be great.
How would Dak be here?
He'd be all in.
I think.
Well, they're all in.
They're all
stuck. Everybody's in.
That's true.
You're in an elevator.
I'm going to tell you, though, the guy I would want would be Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
He grew up on a farm, so you figure he kind of knows how to fix stuff. I would imagine tractors, things of that nature.
Yes.
He's probably very handy.
Yes.
So yeah, I would
like
definitely
it.
Want
he's
to
positive.
Have
he's large,
and
but
he's
not too big,
so he could pull himself up in the shaft. But you know,
I also like
Purdy's legs. You saw Purdy's legs
Purdy's
right now, though.
Diesel now, yeah. I do love Herbert, tall. Never seen that guy sweat. He doesn't talk much. I don't even know what he sounds
sweat,
like.
Apparently, that was one of the things that Harbaugh was marveling at. That he came out, you know, not sweating.
Like. You know, hand is still. He'd be like, "Oh, we're in this elevator. Cool. Let me just try to get us out."
But then you'd want like Kyler in there because he don't take up a lot of space. You know what I mean? He's on the small side. Maybe if you need a smaller hand to reach in there,
up there,
connect the wire huge hand.
Are we overlooking Mahomes again?
I mean, he could probably do everything.
Are we overlooking Mahomes?
The elevator would start up again.
Yeah, Mahomes would like Fonzie. Oh,
you know what's better in an elevator than Mahomes is the flag football guy.
Hoosh could do it.
You want him in there.
Yeah, we want Hoosh in there, even though he's 5'7".
I think Josh Allen's the guy, don't you
Josh
think?
Allen feels like the MVP.
Like on a power rankings list of quarterbacks you want to be stuck in an elevator with the most. Allen and Herbert are right there.
Kind of neck and neck. Yeah,
he grew
1B.
Up on a 3,000-acre farm, guys.
This is why you take in the Rich Eisen Show for this cogent, important analysis.
he's too big.
Big Dom's too big.
Big Dom's too big.
Can't get him out of that hole.
Everyone would just be criticizing Tua if he were in the elevator.
Yeah, Tua. Well, Brian Flores told him he's terrible in an elevator.
Flores is just terrible.
But
in the
McDaniel
elevator.
Told him he wants he's
gave him hugs.
In great,
lots of hugs.
Again, but you want somebody who's great in the pocket, who's not fazed by anything that's going on, who stands tall.
Well, we know Tua's good in the pocket.
Right.
Quick release.
Okay. You gotta have that calmness, but toughness and stature. and leadership abilities. CJ Stroud.
Stroud would be good.
No, no, yeah.
Well, he's might be one of the best young quarterbacks in an elevator.
I think Rodgers would just be talking about the conspiracy.
Yeah, dude, this guy over there.
The police in on it. Yeah, got stuck. After a while, you'd be like, all right, bro, I get it.
He's right. You're not wrong.
Listen to a podcast.
But you probably wouldn't want to be in the elevator with Will Levis either, because he's jacked, right? So he's probably eating a lot of supplements.
Right.
Drinking a lot. Eating a lot of mayo.
It's got to come out the other end.
The gas comes out. You don't want to be stuck in an elevator with someone who just
Gardner Minshew, yes or no?
Vibes would be super high.
Yeah, like you'd have fun,
but you don't want a rookie quarterback in there.
Kirk Cousins?
No, sorry, rookies are out.
Well, Cousins, we don't know what his Achilles is going to handle right
now. That's right.
He'd be standing on one leg trying to like.
Yeah, that'd be tough. Yeah.
By the way, though, we're overlooking the most obvious. If things start to get hot and you're a little nervous, who other than Joe Burrow to keep everything cool?
Like Joe, he's cool. But he's coming off that hand injury. We can't have it.
Yeah, can't have that.
We can't have it. There you go.
What a segment.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Tucker Carlson, what is it that you think that people gravitate towards?
I'm not self-aware. I refuse to be self-aware. I don't even look in mirrors at all, which you can probably tell from my appearance. I don't have a crazy high IQ, or I really don't have that many skills. I would say my main skill is I believe my instincts. I don't hesitate to follow my instincts, ever. The extent that I have, I've gotten in trouble.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.